Okay, Coach Tim, Spider Juice Technology, Spider Cave Studios, Torrance, California. And right now, we're going to establish your marketing greatness in about 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe the shortest podcast ever. This preliminary stuff might be the longest part. So let me see if I can get this out. There is a word that is being bantered about mostly in the men's movements online, which is an extension of the pickup artist movement online as it all the so-called gurus grew up or needed something else to sell, because the PUA or pickup artist community is quite saturated. Lots of competition. So in the name of differentiation, a lot of these guys have moved on from their original source of information marketing and gone to the next level. And for the most part, what I'd like to tackle is the idea of the word status. Status. And so let me just say that status is really an authority frame. What's got me to talk about this actually is my wife was watching some YouTube videos, and that word is being used that typically spreads quite fast in that community. And there is one thing that all of these people who are getting thousands of views every week, every day sometimes, is that they all rip each other off, and they rip concepts off that sound agreeable. When someone says something that you agree with, then you have their ear. Then a lot of times the rest of the message is accepted literally at a subconscious level, because we've already agreed with them. They must be a truth teller, when in reality, they're a marketer. And so we get very much influenced by people who throw a lot of these yes sets, they might call it, in the sales game or the neuromarketing game, where I say a couple things that are true that you agree with, that especially if it meshes with your pain, then you see me as a guru, right? As an authority. So what's the one sentence or two sentences that really nail this all down is, if you want to be quote-unquote status, which, as my wife said, I usually think of status as somebody who's like a jillionaire or a doctor, somebody who's accomplished. Okay, well, what these guys are teaching is to buy status at a $97 or whatever info fest, a pitch fest. Come to the seminar, $97, and for a day they're going to hammer you with buying opportunities. You're going to be about a few thousand dollars lighter. And of course, if you want the personal teachings, then you will get that. But what I wanted to point out is, if you want authority, which is really what status is creating an authority frame, is what people are going for, is then speak from authority. If you want authority, speak from authority. And there's some tricks and so forth that I've in fact have used in this little talk that imparts authority onto you. Now, the part that a lot of people don't like is that authority also brings conflict, adversity. In other words, it brings polarization, right? You want to be that alpha dog? then there's going to be some guys, I call it playground politics. The world can be, can really be knocked into a simple concept that happens on the playground. Now, when I was growing up, I was the big kid. I was probably the second tallest kid in eighth grade, seventh grade, but I was definitely the most athletic. I was the guy that the little guys wanted to knock down. And there's a little bit of a political thing going on, a power struggle as the hierarchy. I was the gentle giant. I didn't go around beating people up at the bully or whatever, like, you know, maybe a stereotypical big guy, jock guy, is often stereotyped as. I was a gentle giant. I just wanted to have fun. I wanted to play. Well, sometimes you have to flex your muscles because the other guys are wanting in on that power struggle. If they take me down, it raises their hierarchy up. That is a boy's playground, that's unfettered, that's not feminized. So if you think of it that way, it's status is just status, right? I didn't need it. Now, there's other guys that weren't so big that had as much, were up on the hierarchy, on the playground with me. They didn't need to take anybody down. And in fact, maybe you can make the argument that they aligned with me. And again, this is all way unconscious, right? Back then, you don't even know what these words mean in the seventh, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. But anyway, so look, you will be met with opposition, and great leaders, great authorities understand and welcome conflict. They welcome opposition because the opposition brings attention onto who? You got it, onto you as an authority. So don't be afraid to make your opinion known. And the first thing that needs to happen for you to make an opinion known is to have a damn opinion. Okay? And that's how you get authority. Coach Tim out.